wound up in this crash pad out in Riverside, California, east of L.A. I had lost a bunch of friends, and I was down to 135 pounds, and my gums were rotting, you know, typical speed stuff. And I was also chain-smoking cigarettes and, you know, on and on and on. And this one night, I shot a bunch of speed, and it was really too much, and I was over-amping is what it was called, over-amping, which meant I had tunnel vision and 200 beat a minute pulse and was on the edge of blacking out from the intensity of the rush. And it was right at the edge of killing myself. And a dear friend of mine, Carl Happy, walked in the room for a visit. I didn't know he was coming, or if I did, I had forgotten. And so it was kind of a surprise to have him walk in the room. I was very embarrassed and ashamed of the condition I was in. And anyhow, he got very angry with me because he was seeing a dear friend of his killing himself. And so he grabbed some LSD, and it was what was known in the jargon of the time as an eight-way purple Osley, which meant that eight people could get high on it, and shoved it in my mouth and made me swallow it, and people say, oh, that's awful, and you know, whatever. He thought he was trying to save my life because he wanted me to find some way to get a perspective on myself that might help me decide whether I wanted to live or die, really. And then he just stormed out. So I just felt awful for a second, and then the drugs took over again, and, you know, I forgot all about him even being there. And the next thing I remember clearly is that I felt my consciousness bumping along the ceiling like a helium balloon. And I kind of rolled over and looked down at myself, my body, clear as a bell that it was an out-of-body experience. And I realized that I was indeed killing myself, that I was right at that cusp, that nexus point of saying, okay, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. You're going to be dead within hours or days. Maybe one more big hit will do it. And I kind of a voice said, well, is that what you want to do? You know, I said, you got a choice here. And in that moment, I said, you know what? I think I want to live. I think I want to see what's coming. I can always die. I can always kill myself. Maybe something better will come. So I came down from that experience. And I called my parents, and the next day, I moved home. I moved out of that crash pad, just abandoned that whole world.